Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person.
Hello.
Marianne with Professional Financial Bureau. How can I help you?
Good morning, Marianne. This is Nadine Medina with Local Splash. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. So they wanted me to speak with you. You were asking for information in regards to, I believe it was the Google Guaranteed, formerly known as Google Guaranteed, now Google
yes.
Verified. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And it looks like I had spoken with David. Oh, my gosh, that was a while back when I spoke with him about it. But I'll go over it with you. Are you familiar with Google Verified, also known as Google Guaranteed?
Yes.
Okay. So you know they're at that very top of the page, right, with the check mark?
Yes.
Okay. So basically what that is Google's pay-per-lead program, where the lead, it would come to you in the form of a phone call. You're not sharing it with anyone. It is only sent to you. There are requirements that Google requires to be a part of that program. So they will run a background check. They want to make sure that there's no felonies in the last 7 years. So they're going to require the social security number. If David doesn't have the social, then it's either he uses his EIN or his I-10. Do you know which one he carries?
Yes, me too.
I'm sorry, your phone cut out.
Yes, he does.
Hi, David.
Have a social.
Okay. Do you need me to speak Spanish? Do you want me to go over it in Spanish? What do you prefer?
No,
está bien? Okay. 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 Marianne, do you want Spanish or English? What do you guys prefer? ¿Qué preferirían?
Yeah, Spanish. Spanish.
Okay. So, básicamente, el modo como trabajan, van a querer correr el background check y nomás van a ir atrás 7 años porque solo quieren asegurar que no tienen felonías. No se están fijando sobre el crédito o si le agarraron tomado. So, por eso digo que le van a pedir el seguro social, pero si no tiene seguro social, puedes usar el EIN o el I-10, ¿ok? Y yo creo que dijiste que tenías dos de las que mencioné, ¿no?
Sí, solo que yo tengo un socio que él tiene Social Security, entonces sería con el de mi socio que lo correría.
Sí, eso está bien. Sí, sería su socio que llenara la aplicación, ¿ok?
Uh-huh.
Y él tiene un récord limpio, ¿no?
Sí.
Ok. Y nomás quieren que ustedes que cargan 250 mil en el General Liability Insurance. No es que le van a mencionar a Google en la aseguranza, nomás quieren tener la prueba que sí la tienen. Ahora, también quieren que tenga 5 reseñas en su perfil en el Google. Voy a ver ahorita cuántas tienes. Porque si no tienes las 5, no se preocupe, le ayudamos con eso. Tienes 88. No, eso no es problema. Ahí estás bien, ¿ok? Ahora, hay una vez que pagas la aplicación de $250 y te mandamos la aplicación, lo vas a llenar y vas a subir el dato de la aseguranza. Lo mandamos a Google para que te lo puedan aprobar. Ahora, eso es muy importante, porque para que te aprueben, yo siempre digo 4 a 8 semanas, pero eso también depende qué rápido llenan la aplicación y lo entregan y qué rápido responden al background check. Ya cuando estén aprobados, le vamos a avisar porque entre 3 días queremos activar los leads. Siempre le empezamos con lo mínimo porque queremos que veas primero cómo está funcionando antes que estés pidiendo que te mandamos más leads, ¿ok? So, el mínimo mensualidad es 676. Eso te va a dar hasta 13 leads en el mes. So, cada lead es $52. So cuando le entra la llamada, el lead lo va a rebajar del por supuesto. Ahora, vamos a suponer que alguien le habló para que le reparas el descusado. Eso es afuera del servicio que ofrezcas. Google le tiene que dar el crédito para atrás porque no es calificado el lead. Si uno te habló para venderte marketing o para ver si tú estabas buscando empleados, esos leads no son calificados y Google le va a tener que dar el crédito para atrás. Cuando es calificado el lead, si usted habló de precio, como dice, es un estimado, o si hiciste una cita para darles un estimado, eso es cuando es calificado el lead. Y Google va a saber porque tiene un número especial que le va a conectar con tu número de teléfono. Es un tracking number. Y ellos tienen un sistema de AI que va a reconocer cuál es calificado y cuál no era. Pero también nosotros lo vamos a manejar. So, si veamos que se le pasó uno, lo vamos a discutir con el Google para que te lo regresen para atrás. Ahora, vamos a decir que nomás te cayó un lead en el mes. Lo que quedó en el por supuesto, ese balance se va a ir para el siguiente mes. So, ese siguiente mes no van a pagar los 666 de nuevo. Lo que solo van a estar cobrados es $52 por el lead que recibieron el mes antes. Porque se hace rollover. ¿Tiene sentido?
Sí.
Okay. Si se van de viaje o le cayeron un montón de trabajos y pues ahorita no pueden asistir con más, nos hablas para decirnos, ¿sabes qué? Párame los leads y las paramos. We put them on pause. Y no volvemos a prenderlas hasta que ustedes llaman y digan, okay, quítamelo de la pausa. Y entonces va a continuar en donde quedó. Okay.
¿Hay una opción que uno lo puede hacer online-mente?
Están trabajando en eso que ustedes como pueden hacerlo tú mismo, ¿no? En vez de llamar. Pero sí es algo que están trabajando en eso. Pero por mientras tendrías que hablar aquí con nosotros. Y es bien fácil, bien simple que lo hagan rápido.
Okay, sí, porque para contactarlo con ustedes tardamos 2 días.
Usted va a tener mi información. Si por alguna razón no te contestan en ese momento, tú me hablas y yo les digo, ¿sabes qué? Ya, páralo. You need to pause it. Pero cuando tiene que ver con el Google Guaranteed, eso es algo que, honestamente, para mí es uno de los mejores productos de Google. Uno de los mejores. ¿Solo enfocado en lo de appliance repair?
Sí, en este momento sí, y quizás más adelante vamos a
hacer el HVAC o no.
Sí, el HVAC.
Okay. Porque quiero ver ahorita qué es lo que piden para el HVAC, nomás para que ustedes que tengan una idea, ¿no? Porque es una diferente, pues, categoría. Puse Richmond, California. Ay, Dios mío. No me está trabajando el café acá. A ver. Y mira, los 88 reseñas, las que tienes ahorita en el Google, okay, esas mismas reseñas, aunque sea que es completamente separado los dos programas, pero esas mismas reseñas van a aparecer también en su perfil del Google verificado. Ahí también la van a poder ver. Y es bueno para ustedes, ¿no? Déjame ver lo que piden en Richmond para lo del HVAC. Porque a veces cada categoría pues va a tener como diferentes requisitos. Igual de la aseguranza, no más que parece que ellos quieren que tengas la Virginia State Contractor License with an HVAC specialty. ¿Su socio, usted, él tiene esa licencia para lo de HVAC?
Él está trabajando ahorita. Él ya trabaja en HVAC, pero está trabajando en las licencias ahorita.
Oh, okay. Yo recomiendo ya cuando tienen la licencia, si van a querer también los leads de HVAC, que ya cuando tienen la licencia, que nos entreguen la licencia para que lo puedan aprobar por eso. No le van a cobrar de nuevo por la aplicación. Nomás es con mandándoselo y pidiendo a Coco que le aprueben por esa categoría. Okay. ¿Tiene preguntas?
Nuevamente la licencia, por favor.
La licencia, ahorita se lo voy a decir cuál es. ¿Sí reciben mensajes de texto a tu teléfono también, no?
Sí.
¿Dónde estoy hablando ahorita? Okay.
Sí.
Déjame decirle cuál es de nuevo. Okay. Hay tres diferentes licencias. Hay una que es el clase A, el clase B, o puede ser el, ¿cuál es esta otra? O el clase C. Déjame. A ver. Se lo voy a mandar por texto porque es más fácil así para que lo tengan exactamente como está.
Pero alguna de las tres licencias que, que tenga mi
alguna de las puede... Sí, no, nomás tiene que ser uno de los tres. Nomás uno de los tres. Ajá.
Y es lo único, ¿verdad? La licencia.
La licencia para lo de HVAC, porque ya tienen la aseguranza, ¿no? Nomás le falta la licencia. Ajá, por lo de HVAC.
Ajá, ¿la aseguranza de cuánto es lo que piden?
250,000, pero usted dijo que tiene 1,000,000, ¿no? ¿Un millón?
Sí, claro.
¿Qué tiene?
Sí.
Ya, yeah, so ahí, con eso, así estás bien. Ahora, es igual el costo del lead por lo de HVAC. ¿Ok? So, en cuanto él saca la licencia para lo de HVAC, avísanos y entregas la licencia, ¿no? La copia. Nosotros lo mandamos a Google para pedir para que les aprueben por esa categoría. Ya cuando estén aprobados, ¿ok? Si quieren tener lo de HVAC y también lo de la appliance prendida, los leads, solo están pagando los $676 y cuando le entra el lead de HVAC, rebaja $52. Igual con lo de appliance repair. So puede ser que un mes vas a tener 6 de HVAC y 7 de appliance repair, o puede ser 2 de HVAC y 5 de appliance repair. Pero tú siempre sabes que cada mes queremos que tengas en tu presupuesto, cada mes, $676. So dependiendo lo que tú recibiste el mes antes, es lo que tú vas a pagar el siguiente mes para cumplir los $676. Tiene sentido,
sí,
¿no?
Sí.
Okay.
Sí, lo tengo claro.
Ahora, si por algún razón ahora tú quieres que algún mes que sea, ¿sabes qué? Yo quiero que me manden hasta 30, ¿okay? Se cambia el presupuesto, pero no el costo del lead. ¿Okay?
Okay. Para hacer el background check, ¿me comunico con usted o cómo lo hago?
Así es el proceso, okay. Hoy solo le cobraríamos los 250. Te mando la aplicación, lo va a llenar su socio, ¿no? Porque él es el que tiene el papeleo del Social Security, ¿correcto?
Sí.
Okay. Él va a poner su...
¿Me lo enviaría por correo electrónico o como...?
Sí, señor. Mientras que estemos en el teléfono, yo se lo voy a enviar. Ya cuando estamos criando todo. Entonces, y lo puedes traducir en español también. Ahora, David, cuando lo está llenando, le va a preguntar cuál es tu nombre, cuál es tu seguro social, cuándo fue el año que establecieron el negocio, quién es el dueño primario. Va a preguntar en un parte que cuántos empleados tienes. Van a poner cero y te voy a decir por qué. Ellos quieren correr background check con un empleado de usted que está de cara a cara con el cliente, haciendo el presupuesto y también colectando el dinero. Yo siento que eso solo es tu socio, porque mira, esta es la cosa. Si tú mencionas otras personas, van a querer correrle el background check a ellos, y si salen que ellos tienen algo en su récord, no le van a pasar a ustedes. ¿Okay? ¿Usted no tiene el EIN para usted o Social Security? Solo tu socio, ¿correcto?
Sí, solo mi socio.
Okay, solo que se menciona él. ¿Okay? Ahora, ¿cuándo sabemos nosotros quién es el que le va a correr el background check? Porque Google usa dos diferentes compañías para correr el background check. Una compañía se llama Pinkerton. La otra compañía se llama Evident ID. Ya cuando sabemos quién es, te vamos a avisar, porque tienes que estar pendiente, bueno, su socio, ¿no? Que le va a llegar un correo electrónico o que le va a llegar un mensaje de texto. Y él tiene que responder rapidito porque tiene 24 horas para responder. Si no, tenemos que mandarlo de nuevo el background check. Hay uno de las compañías que solo le va a preguntar que tenga que ponga una foto, una copia del frente y lo de atrás de su licencia de manejar o identificación del estado o su pasaporte de los Estados Unidos, porque están verificando que es el que le van a correr el background check. El otro le va a preguntar, ponga tu fecha de nacimiento, ponga tu nombre, y solo tiene que hacer los pasos, porque están verificando que es el que le van a correr el background check. So, me imagino que él tiene una licencia de manejar, ¿no? Del estado, un driver's license, o tiene un identification card del estado.
Sí.
Perfecto. So, es muy fácil, honestamente, no es nada complicado. Y siempre estamos pendientes en los pasos. No le dejamos así nomás. Digo yo. ¿Qué lejos están manejando ustedes por, como hasta qué distancia van ahorita ustedes? Por un nuevo cliente, dijéramos.
Sí, de Richmond a 40 millas alrededor.
Oh, okay, perfecto. Porque esto le deja cubrir en donde cubre la aseguranza. Si ustedes querían cubrir todo el estado, porque eso es lo que cubre tu aseguranza, pueden. No lo recomiendo, ¿no? Porque le deja muy retirado, pero... Digo, sí pueden. Ya. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, entonces, para empezar, entonces para que vayan enviando el formulario, ¿será que pueden hacer el pago el día de hoy? ¿Y cómo se llama para que envíen el formulario y empezar el
sí,
trámite?
Sí, correcto. Hoy, si hacemos el pago hoy de los 250, nomás es una vez que pagas. Nunca lo vas a pagar jamás. Okay. Y entonces te mando la aplicación. También le tengo que hacer, es una cita de entrevista de cliente. Okay. La cita es como media hora. La cita es mejor que lo hacemos cuando ya está completado la aplicación y entregado, ¿no? ¿Cuándo hay un tiempo que su socio está ahí contigo?
Oh, permítame un segundo, quiero ver.
Sí.
Hi, a quick question.
Yeah.
Hi. So for the appointment, because he has a busy schedule.
Yeah.
So it would have to be after 5 p.m., but are you guys open around that time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I could tell you what time, like, let's see if we did it, like, let's say you wanted the appointment tomorrow, right? If we did the appointment tomorrow, I have appointments at your time, because remember, you guys, nos ganas con tres horas, right? You're 3 hours ahead of us. So
yeah.
I have an appointment as late as 6:30 tomorrow, your time.
My time, okay.
Your time,
and do you have any availability for today after 5?
I do. I have today, I have a 6 o'clock, and I have a 6:30, your time.
Yeah, we could do for today, 6:30, because he gets out a little early today.
Okay, perfect. All right, let's do that. Let me just put that in real quick. Now, the appointment will say David's name on it. What's the best number for us to call? El número tuyo, Marianne, or the 240 number?
Yeah, this one, the 804-385-577.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, let me do this real quick. Mijo, while we're on the phone, because I don't want anyone to snag that appointment. Dijimos a las 6:30, right?
Yeah.
Okay. ¿Español o inglés? ¿Cuál prefieren?
En español, please.
¿En español?
Yeah.
Así tenemos la cuenta.
Yeah.
Ya se me perdió el David. No, no te creas. Nomás estoy vacilando. I'm just playing. Okay. Let me see here. Con mi español de pocha, pero sí me entienden, ¿no?
Sí.
Siempre se rían porque nomás ríen y me dicen, no, estás haciendo bien. Pero ya ves que a veces se confundan las palabras, ¿no? Como en español tenemos las palabras femeninas y las palabras masculine, right? Feminine and masculine,
yeah.
Words. Y a veces me confundo y nomás se ríen. But they know what I'm talking about. Okay. Porque voy a poner que sea alguien en español del departamento del Google Verified. Okay. Todo es aquí por Local Splash. Okay. Nomás para que sepan. Y cuando le hablan hoy, le van a llamar del número 877. So, es muy importante que ustedes que contestan todas las llamadas entre esa hora. Déjame, voy a enviar todo al correo que tengo yo aquí. Nelson-David_10@hotmail.com. Ese correo, ¿no?
Can you send it to another email?
Do you want us to update this email?
Yeah.
Okay, let's update it. What email do you want?
It's TP.
Uh-huh.
Appliance.
Mm-hmm.
Repair.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
Perfect. So we're going to change it. We're going to start sending everything to this email, right? Lo vamos
yes,
a cambiar
please.
A esta. Okay. So recibos y todo se van a ir ahora a este correo electrónico. Okay.
Okay.
Qué bueno que es un Gmail, porque honestamente Google prefiere que siempre que sea Gmail. Okay, so déjame, I'm going to send you the invite here. Okay. This is going to be, save that one. Okay. Ahora. Si yo no estoy en una llamada, en una junta, va a ser yo que le voy a llamar para introducirlo con el técnico. Pero si yo no estoy disponible, ellos no me van a esperar. They're going to proceed without me.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah, no me esperan. They're like, no, we're not waiting. We gotta move forward. Okay. Okay. So, déjame mandar. Let me save that. Okay. Perfect. Okay, ahora, Marianne, ¿va a ser la misma tarjeta que vamos a cobrar los 250? Y asegura que recibiste el invite for the application or for the appointment today?
Yes, I got it.
Perfect. Okay. I'm assuming I'm going to do the notes with you right now, right? For my technician,
yeah.
So that they know where to start from. Okay.
Yeah.
So déjame ir acá. Let's start doing some notes. Let me see here. ¿Cómo se llama el socio? Porque lo voy a anotar que él es el que le va a hacer el appointment y la aplicación. Aunque sea que David y usted están mencionados en la cuenta, but I want them to be aware of who's doing the application. So what's his first name?
Okay. His name is José.
Ajá.
Serrano.
Serrano? Like the chile?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm going to put partner. Okay. Okay. Y la tarjeta que estamos usando es uno que está en el nombre de David Castro. The card that we have.
Yeah, I have another card if we could use this one.
Yeah. Are you gonna want to change it to this new one permanently?
Yeah.
O nomás es el nomás esta vez lo vamos a usar.
Yeah, permanently.
Okay, mija. So we'll do that in a couple minutes. Okay, el número que ustedes quieren que hablen va a ser ese número, 804-385-5782, right?
Yes.
Okay, ese es el número que vamos a llamar para la cita de entrevista. I'm sorry que si me oigo mormada, it's, oh my gosh, I've been fighting a cold. I don't know if it's allergies or what it is. Ay, Dios. Okay. Horas de operación, miro que es todos los días de 8 a 6, ¿correcto? 8 to 6,
yes.
Monday through Sunday. Pobres,
yes.
No descansen. What do you guys charge for service calls? Como por ejemplo, yo tenía que hablar a un señor porque se me estaba congelando abajo y estaba goteando la agua. Like the freezer had like ice all on the bottom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y me dijo el muchacho $85 to come out and look at it, and then we apply it to the repair. ¿Así es como lo hagan ustedes?
Yeah. We charge $89.
Oh, okay. That's still not bad. I told him, yeah, come out. Hurry up. Okay. ¿Y sabes lo que era? And David probably knows. Hay un hoyito. Where the water, like, drips, the condensation, and then it evaporates, no? No sé cómo se llama.
He's on here right now.
Oh, okay. But it was this little hole, and the hole was clogged, and that's what did it. I was like, oh, my God. I probably could have done it myself, but I'm not an expert, so I'd rather pay someone. you know, let them do it.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm going to put 676, and then this way when I send you the application, you'll be able to see it, right? Because I want to walk you through it, okay?
Yeah.
Just so that way you know. Now, Marianne, once Google lets us know que ya están aprobados, they're going to let us know if you guys qualify, se llama max bidding, okay? Where you could choose, if you guys want to pay double or triple the cost of the lead to be closer to the top, but Google has to notify us of that, okay, if you even qualify for that part of it, okay?
Okay.
You do not have an existing Google. I'm just kind of answering these questions that don't pertain to you guys. And then I'm so super excited for you guys. You guys are going to love this program.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm telling you, it's one of Google's better products, and especially with the reviews that you guys have. Those same reviews are going to show up on that profile, too, so.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When I saw, I was like, oh, my gosh, they have 88 reviews. Okay, so let me go here. Letting them know, yes, you have existing reviews. And then I'm putting current client. Okay, and then let's see here. Yes, willing to do the background check. Yes, he has a social security number. Emails are going to either come. The background check, like I told you, va a ser Pinkerton or Evident ID. Pero ya cuando sabemos quién es, te vamos a avisar. So this way you're on the lookout for the email or you're on the lookout for the text message. Okay. No license is required for you guys. Y entonces, yes, you have the certificate of liability insurance. And I'll show you, we give you an example. It's only one page. We don't need all the pages. Okay.
Okay,
perfect. And then what I'm going to put is not just that, again, you and David have authorization to make changes to the account. No más que la aplicación va a ser en el nombre de José. Okay? And then, and we're going to completely change the billing, right, to this new card?
Yes.
Okay, what's the name on this card?
It's the same name, Nelson.
Oh, that. Okay, is it Nelson Castro or is it David? How is it on the card?
So it's Nelson D. Castro S.R.
Okay. Nelson D. Castro S.R. Senior, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just update that. But I know that we always call him David, right?
Yeah.
I like Nelson. He doesn't like Nelson.
Not really.
I know, right? Well, that's good that they have you to help, too. Has it been pretty busy lately? I feel like during the holidays, do you think you guys get more calls cuando, like, después de los holidays?
Yeah, mostly, yeah. Or before holiday.
Oh, yeah. Especially when you got to do the turkeys or the tamales.
Yep.
Okay. So this card doesn't have the business name, right? Just his name on it.
No. Yeah,
okay.
Just his name.
Is the billing address still the 3109 Chesham Street?
No, it's
for
different,
this card?
Too.
Okay. What's the billing address for this one?
It's 19.
Uh-huh.
489.
Okay.
Anderson.
Uh-huh.
Mill.
Two words, right? Anderson Mill.
Anderson space Mill.
Uh-huh.
Road.
Okay.
And then the zip code is 23015.
Okay. That's in Beaver Dam, right?
Yes.
Okay. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And then the card number whenever you're ready.
It's 4147.
Mm-hmm.
18.
Mm-hmm.
16.
Okay.
54.
Uh-huh.
32.
Okay.
00.
Uh-huh.
96.
Okay, perfect. And expiration month and year?
The expiration date is 07/29.
07/29. And then the CVV code on the back?
It's 39/7.
Okay. All right, so let me just go ahead and apply the package. So it's only going to be the one-time charge of the $250, okay? And that's an application. He only pays that one time. He doesn't pay it again. And then let's go here. Let me just create that invoice. I can't believe we're already the 22nd. This time realize, I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I'm like, Christmas, all the Christmas stuff is out already. And I'm like, oh, this is just giving me like a patatus because I know I got to start thinking about Christmas gifts. I have so many grandkids. I tell my kids, stop having kids. Too many.
Too many kids.
Well, you know what? It's so much easier when they're little, right? Porque no
yeah.
Sé, you know, they're like, oh, you know, you can get them whatever. It's now that we have the older ones. Oh, my gosh, Marianne. I asked my oldest granddaughter, Mia, what do you want for Christmas? Give me a list. You know, her brother's like, oh, I want cars. I want this. You know, he's real simple because he's like in first grade. She's in junior high now. I think this is her last year. So she's like, I don't know, some store called McCrombie or whatever. I'm like, you know how much those pants are there? They're like $60. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then she's like, oh, grandma, you know, the regular Starbucks or what. I just laugh. I'm like, I this girl. She goes, oh, and cash. I like cash. I'm like, of course. And I hate giving just cash porque a veces siento que I feel like it's not like something personal or special. You know what I mean? Like I just feel like, eh, here's cash. You know, I want them to open up something, but she's in a cheetah print right now. I just crack up. Okay, Mia. So I just sent you right now. You just received the receipt. And then now you should be receiving the application. Let me go to make sure that everything came through. Go here. Give it a couple minutes. Let me go here. Let me manually do it. So this way you get it right away. Google Verify campaign begins. Okay, let me send this. Tell me if you can open that link. I just emailed it right now. I emailed you right now, and then I'm going to try to send it this way with the... Application form. Okay, let me text it to you too, because for some reason I feel like the email wouldn't open up for me, but I want to make sure you can open it. And it'll say, hi, Nelson.
Yeah.
But I put, we always call him David. Let me know if you get it, okay? And if it opens up.
Yeah, I got the hello, Nelson. Getting started. We now charge the one time.
Do you see where it says the solicitud to open up the formulario de solicitud? Do you see that?
Yeah.
See if it lets you open it.
No, it doesn't open on the email.
Okay. Look at, did you get a text message?
Yes.
Okay. Try to open it from the text message, and then I'm going to do something else to send it by email too.
Yes, I received this one on
okay.
the message.
And that one you can open it, Mija? Does it let you open it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay. I'm going to put, let me do this. I'm going to go here. I'm going to go templates. I'm going to put, it's because todos se cambiaron. It's now Google Verified. It used to be called Google Guaranteed, and then Google changed the name because, you know, Google likes changing names. So it's like now I gotta keep reminding myself, Google Verified. Pero a veces la gente lo reconoce como Google Guaranteed, right? And so they're like, what do you mean? And I'm, so I have to explain. Google Verified now. Okay, so I'm going to send you this email también just because so this way you have the name of the email, okay?
Okay.
So that way you have it in there. And then I want you to open it because I'm going to kind of guide you through it right now just so this way you know how it needs to be filled out, okay? Let me send you the email también, and then I'm going to put your CPL and your Minimum monthly budget. Let me go here. Nelson's email. Let's see. Give me 1 second. We're almost done. Thank you for your patience, by the way.
Of course. Thank you so much for helping us out.
Of course, Mia. I'm so excited for you guys. I'm so excited. And I talked to him about a long time ago. I don't know if he remembers. Porque como, you know, I don't have a common name, right?
Yeah.
Because I remember I talked to him almost a year ago about it. And I know he wasn't ready yet. He was just like, oh, let's wait a little bit. And, you know, I'll tell you, people end up calling and saying, hey, you know what? Can we do that? I'm ready. Perfect. Okay. So let's do this. All right. So now, there's this email. Okay, so go ahead and open up that application. And I'm going to just kind of go through the questions with you so this way you guys know how to answer them, okay?
Oh, okay.
Let me know when you're ready. And let me put this here. Appliance repair. And it's $676 is the minimum monthly budget. $52 is the cost per lead. Okay.
Okay, I'm in the application.
Beautiful. Okay. So what's your first and last name? He's going to put his first and last name. Okay, Jose Serrano, right? What's his email address? Put the TP email address. Okay. What is the business name? You're going to put the name of the business. What's the physical address? So the address that's associated with the business. You want to make sure everything matches, right, with what you have on the insurance. También, okay? What's the year that it was established? If you guys have an EIN for the business?
I have no idea what that is.
EIN is the employer identification number. If if you guys have it, put that number here. If he does not have one, put the social security.
Okay.
Okay. You'll put the state that it was incorporated. Number 8. This is where you're going to upload the certificate of liability insurance. Do you see that certificate example that we give you?
Yes.
That's the one we need. Okay. You're going to upload that document. Okay. Make sure that it's the one that's not expired. FYI. I've had someone that uploaded the expired one. We're like, we need the one that's recent. Now, where it says number 9, what is the business license number? Right underneath of that, it says, note that the business license referred here is related to an industry-specific requirement license or certificate. This is not related to your taxpayer identification number. This is not the ITIN. So, if a business license is not applicable, it's not required, enter N/A. We don't need a license for this category for appliance repair. So, you're going to put N/A. Not applicable.
Okay.
Number 10, N/A, because it has to do with the business license. Okay? It's not required for you guys to have the business license. Like a specific industry license. Number 11, skip. Number 12, skip, because it all has to do with things that aren't required for the Google Verified. Okay? Number 13 is optional. You could either answer yes or no, or you don't have to answer it. Okay? Same thing with number 14. Number 15, what is the business's monthly budget? This is where you're going to put $676, okay? Number 16, mention the cities that you guys want to target or the county, if that's easier, or zip codes, okay?
Oh, okay.
Number 17, what is the total number of business owners? You're going to put 1, because if you put 2, they're going to want Nelson's information, David's information too. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Now I'm going to call him Nelson. That'd be. Okay. Now, What is the number of field workers? These are people that are face-to-face collecting money, doing the bidding. It's only Jose. So you're going to put zero. Okay? Business owner information. Number 19 is where you're going to put Jose's name. Exact. I would say this. If his name says Jose Lopez Serrano, because that's what's on his social, put it just like that.
Okay, for only 19 or for the, or ask for his name too?
Well, you could do it up at the top too, si quieres. But especially on the 19 part, you want to make sure that it has his name specifically. So I would say just so everything's uniform, just exactly how it is on his social and his license, that's how you want to put it. Okay?
Okay.
What's his social security number? You're going to put on number 20. 21, what is his birth date? Okay. Now, 22, 23, 24, and 25, that all has to do with the field workers wanting their information. Because it does not apply, don't skip it. Put NA in 22, 23, 24, and 25.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then submit.
Okay.
Okay. Once you guys submit it, you can call me and say, hey, Nadine, we submitted it. Or if you do it before the client interview, they'll double check to make sure that they received it.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to try. I'm going to get in a call with him, try to do
that before it.
And if anything, I'll just give you a call. Do you have a direct number?
Yes, let me do this. I'm going to give you my direct number just in case if you have questions or what have you. But you are going to have a team that's going to be dedicated to you from the Google Guarantee Department that would take over. But I still want to send you my info just in case if you need to talk to me before then. Okay? Let me send
yes,
it to
please.
You. Okay. Make sure you got the text. Because I'm at the 877 number. My extension is going to be the 623. Okay?
623.
And it's Nadine Medina. M-E-D-I-N-A.
Okay, perfect.
Awesome. Super excited.
Perfect. So I'm going to try to do this by today.
Yes.
And then, I mean, obviously by right now so we can have everything set up.
Of course.
And
yeah.
Then I'll give you a call if I have any more questions, okay?
So if you get it done, let me know so this way I can ask the team, hey, did you guys get the application so we can confirm that it was received, okay?
Yes.
Beautiful. All right. Well, I'm super excited for you guys. And then, so remember, we always say the 4 to 8 weeks for you guys to get approved. But depending how quickly you submit that application and respond to the background check, I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. Okay.
Oh,
but we'll keep you guys notified. Yeah, we'll keep you guys notified. I'm putting that you guys cover 40 miles. I'm putting that on my notes. But in that application, you can put, like, by county if you wanted, if it makes it easier for you guys. And then you can always change your areas if you need to, okay, or add in more, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right, then. We will talk to you guys. Remember, if I'm not available, they're going to call you guys directly. They're going to call this number, the 804 number. It's going to be from 877. So they'll call you between 6:30 and 7. I think that's what I put here. No más digo eso because a veces it might be 6:40 when they call you, right? But it's in your time zone, okay?
Oh, that's perfectly okay, though.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm just going to send an update because I got to correct the name that it's Nelson D. Castro, but they already know to call him David and that, you guys will be all on the call, right? All three of you?
I'm not sure if David would be on the call because he would be working, but if anything, we would have him on a three-way call just to, like,
that's
for
okay,
any questions and concerns.
Yeah, no worries. Okay. So I'll let them know possibly all three of you would be on the phone. Okay? But definitely.
Would it be necessary for him to be here, like be there in the call?
No, it's not because the application was done in the name of Jose. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not necessary. I've notated that, you know, all three of you are authorized to make changes, but that the application is being done in Jose's name. Okay?
Okay.
The partner. All right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so then we'll talk to you guys later on today, but if you get that application filled out, You could text me or you could even call me and say, hey, Nadine, can you make sure that you guys received it? Okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.